The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
How's it, Terence?
How's it, Darren?
Sona, hey? Should we go there?
Sure. Do we not learn? Clearly, the fracas that played out in Parliament last week was actually, for me, the real state of our nation. You know, it reflects the thought of most South Africans. For one, we have what we perceive, or many perceive, to be an illegitimate president, an illegitimate leader of even the ruling party, never mind the country, and they don't want to hear from him. Mm. So the EFF seemed to be the most vocal about this, making huge noise and getting thrown out of Parliament. And I have to say, though, the EFF were completely out of line in this instance. They literally took off their helmets and bashed people, but their behavior was totally predictable, and this is exactly what they wanted. They wanted to be physically removed from Parliament. They were making a statement about the legitimacy of that place. But the fact is, whatever you may think of the ANC, or whatever you may think of Jacob Zuma, he's still the president. There was a vote of no confidence tabled, you remember, in Parliament by the opposition party, and the majority in Parliament, and the fact that most of them were ANC members is irrelevant. They said that they were not voting in favor of that motion. However screwed up you may think it is, he's still the president of the country, so you can't deny him the platform to deliver his speech, despite what you may think of that speech and whatever you may think of him. In my opinion, until such time that the majority in Parliament accept that he should be removed and go through whatever legal process has to be done in a democratic society, you have to accept it.
Well, I think if I was Mbuyiseni and Luzi right now, I would say to you that the status quo is never going to change, and we need to take every single opportunity possible to pull people away from the base.
100%. So I mean, forget about the content, right? Just take the principle. Just the principle of allowing somebody to speak is enshrined in our constitution, in the freedom of expression part of that constitution. What they should have done was allow him to speak, then rebutted what he had to say. They would have had an opportunity in terms of the parliamentary process to have a debate on the Sona. And in this forum, every member of that parliament is entitled to stand up and say, in your State of the Nation address, you said this and this and this, and I disagree with that for these reasons. For example, they could say, you're claiming 7,000 new work opportunities, but the facts state otherwise. That kind of thing. And so that was the process that they should have followed. This violent behavior in Parliament was completely unacceptable. You know, is it how we resolve conflict in this country? We are seeing that in all other facets of life here. We've seen it spill over into the fees protests and service delivery protests. So it's become the default position in terms of how we resolve conflict and differences of opinion. The person who shouts the loudest wins. The idea of might is right. But is it really how we want to deal with things here?
The big question now is, how are we to go forward? Now that this is our dispensation, I suppose a blessing in disguise is that it is this president's last Sona.
Yes, 100%. Now I've renamed it SONA, which is super outrageous, not acceptable, which is what Parliament has become. Yeah. So the Speaker and the Chairman of the National Council of Provinces asked for the EFF to be removed from Parliament, and perhaps we should be questioning this decision in the first place. You know, but if they made this ruling already, the EFF should have used the parliamentary process to challenge the ruling. The EFF is seen as the rabble being dragged out and manhandled, and then you have the DA who set themselves up as this composed and calm party who chose to walk out instead of being kicked out. At the end of the day, the EFF is a product of the country's governance, in my opinion. They represent the general dissatisfaction and unhappiness with corruption and the lack of service delivery and core issues like those of land and so on. The DA, of course, walked out because of the unconstitutional presence of the military at Sona. For me, it smacked of the securitization of the state. So the president felt under threat and wanted to protect his domain by beefing up security. And unfortunately, this is not a good sign. It means that the more you become securitized, the more you don't want to deal with the democratic process. And then, of course, there was Baleka Mbete. My problem with her is that she's so partisan. She's not an objective speaker. Neither is Thandi Modise, the chairman of the National Council of Provinces. So you can't make decisions in Parliament on the basis of party politics if you're in that position. You can't reject things simply because it comes from a member of an opposition party. And I think that is the biggest problem in Parliament right now. I know a lot of the commentary on social media and in the news has been that the world has watched this and South Africa is once again in the spotlight. But quite frankly, I have to say there are 7 billion people in the world, and I doubt very much that there are very many more than the people who have an interest or family in South Africa that really care about the state of our nation address. The Sona is like a boil on the tip of Africa, and seriously, you can just lance it and it'll be gone. So the fact is, as a country, we've got an exemplary constitution, and in many ways, we have demonstrated a commendable transition from a totalitarian, oppressive form of government to one that is supposed to be the antithesis of that. Corruption, lack of service delivery, poor education, and all that aside, there are many things we've done quite well. We haven't had complete civil war, for example, and we're not doing as well as we can, but we are not a completely lost cause. In my opinion, the fact that we can still have local government elections where the ruling party can lose significant seats has got to say something about the process and the democracy that we live in. Yeah. And for me, you have to trust in that process.
Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren, Kerry, and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.